The EU's law aimed at restoring nature, despite opposition by the largest group in the Parliament, the European People's Party. The legislation seeks to restore the health of Europe's natural habitats, more than 80% of which are deemed to be in poor health. MEPs adopted the legal proposal with 336 votes in favour, 300 against and 13 abstentions. MEPs and member countries will now negotiate the final text, aiming for a deal before EU Parliament elections next year. The Taoiseach told the Dáil a short time ago that he was happy to confirm his support for an EU nature law. However, he said farmers had to be part of the agreement.
I think the original proposal put forward by the Commission was too far-reaching, and it's not the one that we've agreed to as a government. We've agreed to a different version, which is the Council version. But I do think it needs to be understood. There are different versions of this law. And it's still only a draft law, and there's still much negotiation to go. And I think it's important that we get it right, and that we bring farmers and rural communities and coastal communities with us, because you try to impose things on them that they won't accept. It'll backfire, and backfire badly.
That's the Taoiseach in the Dáil today. Grace O'Sullivan is a Green Party MEP. She joins us now from Strasbourg. Grace O'Sullivan, good afternoon. Thanks for talking to us today.
Good afternoon, Gavin.
The vote, first of all, relieved?
Very, very relieved. We have literally the last few weeks been fighting disinformation and lies that were being spread by the leader of the EPP group. And so today, finally, to my mind, justice prevailed. And we have managed to get the Nature Restoration Law over the line. It will be the baseline that we'll operate from. The Green Group, we would have liked to see more ambition, but nevertheless, at least, as we said, the bill wasn't killed.
So what happens now?
So now Council, so the European Council, who also have their own negotiating position, and Ireland being in favour, will sit with the European Parliament, and they will try to come up with an agreed position between the Council and the Parliament for a law that will work across the 27 member states. But also, Gavin, what's extremely important is that in the law, it says that each member state, so Ireland would get to draw up its own nature restoration plan. And as the Taoiseach just said there, you know, that needs to be in consultation with all stakeholders. So business, farmers, youth, you know, all people who we're all dependent on nature. We know that nature is in a bad state, and that habitats have been degraded, and that we must restore them. So there are targets in here to 2030. We had at the Montreal, the Biodiversity Convention last December, we made international commitments. So if this legislation had failed, we would have looked absolutely terrible internationally. So once again, Europe, we've managed to keep it on the table, and we can take some leadership in terms of restoring nature.
There have been a number of well-attended public meetings here in recent weeks, over 300 people at one in Ballinasloe at the weekend, for example, which heard from farmers who are concerned that re-wetting some farmland could make their farms unviable.
Yes, well, the whole issue of restoring bogs and peatland, I mean, that is something that Ireland is already doing, and we have some really positive examples. The actual amendment now that rewetting targets have been removed, they've been dropped. But from my own perspective as an ecologist and a member of the Parliament here, I still think, you know, we need to make sure that our bogs and our peat soils are in really good, healthy state so that they can help to mitigate against climate change, sequest carbon, and just run the very good ecosystem services they provide for us, you know, in Ireland and across Europe.
The MEP, your fellow MEP, Mick Wallace, who's a member of the Parliament's Environment Committee, said the final text, which was agreed, was absolutely gutted and represented a shell of the original proposal from the European Commission. And as you explained, there are going to be further negotiations. Is there a real risk that these laws are going to be, to borrow a phrase, watered down now?
Well, Gavin, really, you know, for us in the Green Group, it was about at least keeping the legislation on the table. At least we have something to negotiate with now. Like, remember, just a few weeks ago, the EPP group walked away from negotiations, walked away from compromising. So at least we have a baseline now. So I completely understand what Mick Wallace is saying. And, you know, we would share some of Mick's concerns, but we will continue to fight for nature restoration and to make sure that we legislate for healthy habitats and ecosystems to the benefit of all.
Grace O'Sullivan, MEP in Strasbourg today, thank you very much for speaking to us.